Myanmar's UN ambassador broke with his own government yesterday. Ambassador Chaw Mo Tun told the UN General Assembly,
"We need further strongest possible action from the international community to immediately end the military coup, to stop oppressing the innocent people, to return the state power to the people, and to restore the democracy."
Of course, the military seized power on February 1st and has detained Aung San Suu Kyi. There are reports today of more arrests in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. Chaw Win is executive director of Burma Human Rights Network. We've reached him in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me today.
And what's been your reaction to the ambassador's speech?
This is really encouraging. And the whole country, you know, we were very sad that day yesterday for violence crackdown. And at the night, when we heard this, everyone was very happy. And everyone is saying that tonight we are going to sleep very happily with, you know, encourage. And this is what people are craving for, you know, some development, some success stories, because everyone in Burma now, they are struggling and they are, you know, risking their life on the street. And when they heard this news, they were very much happy and they appreciate the ambassador.
State TV in Myanmar says the ambassador has been fired. Is he in danger now? Do you think he's made himself a marked man?
It is, because I think that notorious and ruthless military will go any far to achieve their goal. I think as long as he is in U.S., I hope and I believe that U.S. government will protect him. But the problem is his family. His family, he has old age parents. I hope this fascist army will not hurt these old people, you know.
Yeah. The ambassador's speech drew much praise from the U.S., the European Union, and other countries. And, of course, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on some leaders of Myanmar's military. But are foreign nations limited in how they can help?
I think it is the political will of the individual country. You know, we have seen the international that the failure to intervene and, you know, the bloodshed which happened after the, you know, failure of the, like Syria. So we don't want another scenario here. But the thing is, this is a very different story with other countries. This is a peaceful protesters, civilians, and they are standing up against a ruthless, brutal army. So you can see that if without any international intervention or protection, mm-hmm. This uprising will going to end very badly.
I have to ask, before Aung San Suu Kyi was essentially overthrown, she'd been widely criticized around the world for essentially sanctioning the oppression of the Rohingya people there in Myanmar. That hasn't changed, has it?
No. I mean, this is the different thing which we stand up with the Rohingya people. And this is very important that Rohingya people, their voice must be heard and their plight must be taken accountable on every decision making on Burma, on every diplomatic approach going to talk on Burma. That's why we are urging international community, it should be one condition to recognize any government against the military, that government must sign Rome Statute. For that move will protect and guarantee all the minorities in Burma. We don't want to see any genocide in Burma again.
Chaw Win is executive director of the Burma Human Rights Network. Thanks so much for being with us.